You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Bournemouth-based writer, theatre maker and audio description consultant Tam Gilbert, who is almost coming up to the end of her time as the second trainee artistic director at Extant, the UK's leading professional performing arts company of visually impaired artists and theatre practitioners. Hi Tam, it's great to have you back with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi Toby, lovely to be here.
So before we talk a little bit about your time as the second trainee artistic director of Extant, Tam, do tell me a little bit about your background as a writer and theatre maker, as you are also co-director of Millstream Community Theatre Company too.
Yes, that's right. I co-founded Millstream back in 2014. It's a company of learning disabled and neurodiverse adults, and we're based at the Museum of East Dorset. And that's just kind of one part of what I do, really. Their work is site-specific. We use the museum's artefacts to work on personal stories, a kind of, socio-political work, really. But as you know, I'm visually impaired, and much of my practice as an artist, I'm really interested in embedding creative AD so that it's seen as part of the kind of like fabric of the piece, really. Rather than an add-on. And I started thinking about this back in 2017 when I worked on a heritage-funded project which kind of explored very loosely the work of Helen Keller. And then I looked at creating an educational piece for young people in Dorset, which was made into a sort of film documentary where I explored the stories of two visually impaired women from the 19th century Dorset who had been taken to Bristol School of Trade and Industry for the blind. And that was my first kind of foray. And obviously it's moved on since then. But I would say as a writer in 2024, I've recently had that project kind of reincarnated many times, actually. And I was commissioned to write a 40-minute play for Taking the Stage Festival up in Milton Keynes, which is a project by the Plays the Thing Theatre Company. And so that was really exciting. I worked with a team of visually impaired performers. We had funding as part of the R&D and commission from the Lighthouse Pool, which is my local arts venue. And I think, that was my first kind of longer piece of work.
Wow, it sounds like a lot. And how did the role of trainee artistic director at Extant come about? And do give me a little bit of an overview of what you have been getting involved in during your time as trainee artistic director, as there is probably more to the role than maybe just theatre making.
Definitely. So I've been involved with Extant as a freelancer for a while. I came up, first of all, through the Pathways Writers and Directors programmes, which give artists the opportunity to showcase work, which was really great. And as part of their crew and design, I was commissioned to write a short play, one-to-one. And then I was a writer on the devising team for Extant's Unseen, a radio drama recently. And I guess that kind of brought me into the TAD role. And TAD is brilliant because, yes, it's about theatre making, but it's also about providing leadership opportunities for visually impaired people, as is Extant generally, actually, through the training programmes with Pathways. And as part of my TAD, I don't really know where to begin because there's so much happening every day, from making work, but also writing funding applications to leading workshops. I've led quite a few of the No Dramas workshops, the community participatory workshops once a month for visually impaired people interested in learning new skills. I've been part of various activities in Evolve, and Evolve is Extant's three-year programme where looking at the leadership of Extant and how the company will be managed once our artistic director, Maria Oshodi, steps away next year. And that's been really exciting, actually. Very, very interesting work. I've been part of the collective dreaming process. I've been on the recruitment panels for the thinker in residence and the trainee creative producer. And with the thinker in residence, I actually had to drive the campaign.
And I suppose, how have you been supported, Tam, at Extant during your time as trainee artistic director? Has there been any form of mentoring and much advice and support from Extant CEO and artistic director, Dr. Maria Shoddy, at all?
Yes, definitely. Yes to both of those. I have a wonderful mentor, Nikki Wilden. She's a disabled director and theatre maker. We meet monthly, and that's a real opportunity to talk about anything from... She supported me on my artistic project, but also about anything that I might be coming up against in the organisation, which I want to discuss. And Maria, I have regular meetings with her, which are always very thought-provoking, and she provides invaluable feedback along my way with whatever task I'm doing as well, which I find super useful.
And at the moment, you are working on a piece called Marking Time, which explores visually impaired people's experiences of prison. How has this sort of, I suppose, project come about? As I believe, you know, sort of a project has possibly changed a little bit from that initial research that you did for it.
Yes, it has. So I guess I've always been interested in kind of the areas of isolation and confinement for disabled people, but visually impaired people, particularly after the lockdown kind of came in. But this project, Marking Time, I came across the story of James Brown, who's a visually impaired Paralympian. He was part of the Extinction Rebellion and he was sent to prison, served 3 months in the end, had a sentence of a year for gluing himself to a British Airways aeroplane. And that I always thought would be part of my story. I also originally wanted to interview visually impaired prisoners who spent time in prison and also visually impaired visitors to prison, but that felt quite a lot to achieve. So I decided to focus on the James Brown story, which is really interesting. And I've fictionalised it, obviously, working with a writer, a visually impaired writer, Mandy Redvers-Rowe. And we've had quite, you know, a really interesting process, because part of what I set out to do was not only to run the research phase, but also to learn about what it's like to actually work with a writer and be part of the whole process, from coming up with the idea to talking it through, letting her go away, write it, you know, suggesting edits and redrafting, and coming at it from having written myself, but coming from a director's hat now. That felt like the next logical next step for TAD.
I suppose that's a different point of view. And how would you like to see Marking Time develop? And maybe into a play or audio drama, perhaps?
Yes, definitely. There's a lot of potential there. I'm also working with Ian Rattray, who's a visually impaired sound designer. And we're currently very excited about exploring the different technology on stage of how we can sort of use speakers to show different types of sound. And yes, it could be a very interesting play. We're actually having a small sharing at the Kiln Theatre for invited industry guests. So it will be really great to get the feedback from that.
And as I mentioned in my introduction, Tam, your time as trainee artistic director at Extant is coming to a close shortly. What would you say would be, I suppose, the three main things that you'll be taking away from your time as trainee artistic director at Extant?
Yes, my role finishes in July, and it's come all too quickly, actually. I think, for me, it's been about realizing that I can do strategy, you know, and that I actually enjoy it, the leadership side, but coming up with different ideas and suggestions. And I'm actually sort of on the Arts Council Future Leaders course as well as part of the role. So I think that would be a big takeaway from that. And I think I would say I've always been really the kind of person who likes to get involved with every aspect of a project, big or small. But obviously, an artistic director can't do everything. So I've really learned the art of delegation as well. But it's okay to delegate, and then it's good to do so, as long as you're on top of the process as a whole. I think that's been a really useful learning experience.
I think delegation for me would be a difficult one to do. What's next for you, Tam? And do you have a website where people can sort of follow you, or do you have any social media presence where people can see what you're doing next in maybe your theatre career?
Yes. So I'm currently on it's about to kick in after I finished TAD, a 20-month associate artistship with the Mayflower Theatre in Southampton, who have offered me it will be really great to work with the venue and have some time to create a new piece of work. So watch this space. And yes, I do have a website. It's currently Persuasion Arts UK. It's under redevelopment. So I would suggest following me on social media, Facebook, Tam Gilbert Theatre Maker. You'll find me. And I'm on LinkedIn as Tam Gilbert.
Well, to find out more about Extant, do go to their website, which is extant.org.uk, and Extant is spelled E-X-T-A-N-T. Well, thank you so much indeed, Tam, for chatting with me here on R&IB Connect Radio, and I wish you all the best for both marking time and your future in theatre as well.
Thanks very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for R&IB Connect Radio.